This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Thursday, House Speaker Chuck Cleckley endorsed a bipartisan plan that would raise revenue and cut spending. Earlier this week, the budget was on track to avoid much debate on the House floor, but hit a snag on Tuesday. Because the House can't pass a budget that has one-time money in it without a two-thirds majority, the Budget Committee passed an amendment that cut one-time funds. Tuesday, Speaker Cleckley, with the tempo of an auctioneer, reported all the bills that passed in all the committees the day before. Representative Katrina Jackson objected to the budget amendment that cut out one-time funds, so the floor would have to see debate.
I believe that this body should be a part of the process of what's appropriated to this state this year.
Since then, representatives from all parties have been busy trying to broker a deal in time for the budget's scheduled floor debate on May 9th. Thursday, Speaker Cleckley praised the negotiations and encouraged representatives to keep an open mind.
Sit tight. Do not commit to anybody that you will not support the plan when we don't even know what the plan is.
House Minority Leader John Bel Edwards, who has been part of the talks, says everyone wants to save higher education and health care for more budget cuts.
That's not a path that we can sustain. We can't be the state we want to be if we reduce funding higher education in that magnitude.
Ironically, as Representative Edwards spoke of the bipartisan plan, behind him, Representatives Regina Barrow, a Democrat, and Julie Stokes, a Republican, were arguing sternly about Medicaid expansion. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.